For years, Marie Alina Cajus did not know her real name or age. The family she worked for in Haiti called her Ti Bébé, or Little Baby. She shared her experience as a Ristavec at a day-long conference about human trafficking at Broward College. Cajus says the family she lived with in Haiti forced her to sleep on the floor and she performed all the household chores for no pay. The Haitian government enacted its first anti-human trafficking law last year, which also covers child slavery. Smith Maxime is the Haiti director for Free the Slaves.
Before 2014, you couldn't pursue a person for human trafficking because this concept didn't exist in the law.
Maxime says the law is a start, but there's still a lot more work to be done in Haiti. Judges, police officers, and the general public now have to be educated about Haiti's new anti-human trafficking law. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.